Hi, guys, and welcome to another episode of Never Not Having Fun. I'm your host, Sydney. Hello, everyone. It has been officially a year that Never Not Having Fun has been a podcast. Some things have happened this year that were exciting. Did I keep up with the podcast as well as I hoped? No. I should have been on episode 52 this week. I'm on episode 31. But listen, that's 31 more episodes than I could have had I not started this podcast. Anyways, I was trying to come up with a podcast topic this week, and I currently still have no idea what I should be podcasting about. I'm live on TikTok right now, which is always so fun. There's 68 people watching this live, and I have no idea what I'm going to talk about on this podcast. But we're here and we're doing it. And was there a podcast last week? No, there wasn't. Because I'm currently in the middle of a really bad flare-up and I can't use my right hand. Somebody just said I should talk about my dating life. There is none. But I guess I will address the dating situation. Okay, I don't think I addressed it on here. So I made a TikTok basically about my Hinge profile, and people roasted me and then also were actually really helpful about my Hinge profile. And since I have updated my Hinge profile and since I have told TikTok that I'm dating now, I have received several likes. I have several suitors. Here's the thing with dating. Okay, this is a Dating Life with Sydney episode. Here we go. 2 minutes into it and we have a topic. We love to see it. So here's the thing about my dating life. Here's the thing about my life in general. Let's just start there. It is a Saturday night at 7 p.m. and I'm sitting alone in my podcasting studio. That is my life. I don't enjoy leaving my house. I don't go out. I don't explore anymore, which is kind of sad, but also I just don't have the energy. And also COVID freaks me out. Like, I am going to be honest with you guys. I do not want to get it. I don't want to be out in public. Anyways. So that is where we have issues with my dating life. If I don't leave the house, how am I supposed to have a dating life? That's the issue here. So that is still the issue that remains, because until I decide to leave my house, I cannot date. Even if I'm like talking to men on dating apps, like if I don't leave my house, I can't go on a date with them. You know what I'm saying? Anyways, so here's what's going on. Somebody just said virtual dates. Yes and no. Virtual dates are annoying, because here's the thing about virtual dates. Okay, I went on one virtual date and I think I've already talked about it on here. Maybe not. Maybe I did. I don't know. But the entire virtual date, literally, first of all, he was just weird. And listen, I'm a type of weird. Okay, I'm a certain type of weird, but I'm not this type of weird. I explained to him that I'm not into music. I'm just not into it. I'm a podcast girl. I listen to podcasts all day, every day. I'd much rather listen to a podcast than like anything else. And I explained this to him. And yet he still, for the entire 45 minute date, we were on FaceTime, which, yes, I gave this man my number. Why did I do that? I don't know. Anyways, for this entire date, he just kept playing music. And he goes, "What do you think about this music? What do you think about this song?" And every time I was like, "It's good, but I don't listen to music." And then finally, he was on like FaceTime on my computer, and I had my best friend call me, and I was like, I put him on mute and I was like, "Oh my gosh, get me out of this date." And I got out of the date and I unmuted him and I was like, "I'm sorry, I gotta go. My best friend's having an emergency." And then I hung up and continued to sit in my podcasting studio for a long time. Anyways, so that was that date. But here we are where I am at my dating situation right now. So I do have suitors. I just did the whole, like, you know, you put your hair behind your ear thing. Anyways, this is not a video. This is a podcast. You guys, I don't need to explain that to you. Anyways, so I am talking with men, but here's my issue, okay? I have such high standards. I literally have, I know what I want in a man. If I could just go to like a boyfriend shop and like pick the pieces of a man that I want, it would be perfect. But alas, it doesn't exist, so I can't do that. So I'm stuck in this situation where I have to date people, which is just inconvenient. It's inconvenient. So I am talking with these guys, and here's the issue. I'm talking to one that I really like, and he's really a good talker, if that makes sense. Like, you know when you're talking to men on dating apps and it's not easy, like you feel like you're pulling teeth and nails, or what is that saying, whatever. That's what it feels like with most of these men on dating apps. This guy feels a little bit different. He is far away from me. He does not exist close to me. And I just don't know how to ask the proper questions to like know if he's somebody that I want to seriously, like I would drive. Somebody just asked if it's the TikTok brother. It is the TikTok brother. I am quite enjoying our conversation. But I don't know if he's worth like the 45 minute drive out there. You know what I'm saying? And then some of the other guys that I'm talking with, like they just aren't it, like they aren't reaching my level. And I'm not saying like intellectually, cause like, yes, I am smart, but like, I'm not like that smart where like I need somebody to like, you know, be that high. But I just like, they're not reaching my level of like what I'm looking at. People are roasting me in these comments being like 45 minutes, girl, that is not far. It's far, guys. It's far. 45 minutes is far. And it's probably more like an hour and a half because it's LA. So that's kind of where I'm at my dating life right now. Like I want to date, but I also like don't want to date. I want to be on a second date. I don't want to go on a first date. So that's my struggle, but I really do need to leave this house. And I think we're going to work on that this year. I think we're really going to work on leaving the house. I just don't know how to do it. And it's not in a, like, I'm afraid to leave the house kind of way. It's more in a, like, I don't know what you do. Like, should I just go to a bar? Like, I don't want to go alone, but like, do I need to find friends to like dress up with and go to the bar? Maybe that's the issue. Maybe I need to find friends that I can like dress up to and go to the bar with. Okay, that's on my to-do list. Adding that to my mental to-do list right now. Find friends to go out to bar with. But I also don't drink, so that's the issue. I don't like alcohol. I just don't like it. Anyways, so my dating life is dry. But it's also, I need to like remember, it is the 15th day of the year. So actually, I'm doing a pretty good job. Somebody just said Andy's coming. Can we talk about TikTok trends real quick? Let me just deviate really fast. TikTok trends in lives are so annoying. So annoying. Anyways, back to the topic. So it's only 15 days into the new year. I feel like where I struggle with is like, I feel like this year is going by so fast, but it's also only the first, like it's only 15 days into the year. We're fine. But my issue is like, should I have planned a date already? Also, do I plan a date? Do I let them plan a date? What's the situation? So I left him on red. I need to respond to him. So I will respond to him. Also, the girl who sent my TikTok to her brother, who is this guy, hasn't DM'd me yet. So yeah, there's the update on my dating life. We're going to try and hit, well, we're at 9 minutes. That's more than 5 minutes. So updates further than that. I started grad school and I already cannot stand it. So 475 days till graduation. Anyways, thanks for listening, guys. Don't forget to rate and review. If you guys want to share this on your stories on Instagram and like get this podcast out there in the world, I won't be mad. I promise I'll put more effort in next week. I'm gonna write a list of topics for my podcast, and I'm gonna do them. Anyways, guys, remember, keep never not having fun. Bye.